L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Good morning and welcome to Conversations. And today I have a very special guest. She's from, oh, a town I can't pronounce, Boulogne-sur-Mer or someplace like that, but we're in Concarneau at the studios at Radio Harmony, your favorite radio station. And today my guest, Michelle Perrot, who has many hats, wears many hats and titles, and accomplishes great things in the region. I suppose I've built her up a little bit too much maybe at the start, but what
the
heck.
You sure have.
Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Clark.
And tell me, I suppose I've given it away a little bit, but what do you do here that's so special? What kind of help are you giving the region?
Well, we try to help this Saint-Vincent-de-Paul association. We try to help the people who are lonely, who are...
People in need.
In need, aged, and who are looking for help, not only say financial help or...
Well, you're talking about St. Vincent de Paul as a society.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Tell me, is it a national organization? Is it just in the Finistère?
It's an international organization. Saint Vincent de Paul is everywhere in the world. It's located in, I think, 153 countries. However, it started out in France. It was an idea from the 19th century. Actually, it was created in 1833. We celebrated its 190th birthday this year, and it was founded by a man called Federico Zanam, who was a very concerned by poverty in Paris, poverty because of the revolution, not the French Revolution, but the Industrial Revolution, and there was also an epidemic of cholera in Paris, so he was very concerned by the state of the people, of the poor people who couldn't resist that, who couldn't live through the Industrial Revolution and the epidemic.
Well,
so he founded the Society of Saint-Vincent-de-Paul.
So the society here in France is divided into, I suppose, regions or departments?
Absolutely. It's divided into departments. For example, here in the Finistère, there are six, they call it conferences. And there's a president at the head of each conference, and there's a president of the department, vice president of the department,
okay,
and treasurer of the department.
Very interesting. Yeah. And your role here, as I understand it, is president of this particular organization in Concarneau.
Exactly. I'm president of Concarneau and vice president of the department.
Now, when you take on these responsibilities, how do you raise money for this kind of thing? Obviously, it's going to cost something to help.
Well, we our conference here in Concarneau is... depends on the town hall. We don't have premises of our own, so we're dependent on what the town hall has for us. Therefore, we cannot sell things like they do, for example, in Quimperlé and in Morlaix. They sell, people bring in clothes, children's clothes, toys, all sorts of things that they sell, so they raise money like that.
Right.
We cannot do that because we don't have our own premises. So we create events.
I see.
And we create events for a cause, and all the profits of this event goes to the cause.
You were telling me about one of the events that you had recently to help a child who had a very rare disease or condition.
Absolutely.
How did that go? Were you happy with that?
Oh, yes. We made, I can say it now because our treasurer, our bookkeeper found what, well, she calculated, and we know that we made 1,300 euros profit.
Very good.
And this 1,000 euros profit is going entirely to that child.
I'm here with Michelle Perrot, who is the president of the local St. Vincent de Paul Society in Concarneau. Michelle, one thing I'd like to know, and I'm sure the listeners want to know, is how can they contribute? What can they do? Perhaps they can't come to an event, or they just want to help. What would they?
Well,
would they contact you?
Of course. Well, how do they contact me? Well, they by calling me on my phone. That's the way. Or they, either I can give my phone number, or also we meet every Friday morning from 9:30 to 11:30. We meet at a place called Tilly's in Lauriac, And everybody is welcome to come, and we discuss what we're going to do, and they can come in and share, and not only that, but also...
So that's every Saturday morning, you said?
Every Saturday morning.
Do you have a website someplace that people could donate in that way, in that fashion, or nationally?
No, we don't have a website here. We don't have a website. Of course, donations are very important for us because we live on donations. As I said, we don't have any money to keep us going.
Well, maybe you could give a mailing address where people could send that, make a check payable to Saint Society.
The Vincent only mailing address I have is my own. So it's M.M. Parat, P-A-R-A-T, at Wanadoo, W-A-N-A-D-O-O, .fr.
You know, Michelle, it's been great talking today. I want to tell everybody that I've had the pleasure of knowing Michelle for some time, and she's a very energetic person with lots of great ideas, and I admire her very much. If you can spare a few euros for a great cause, this would be one of them, Society of St. Vincent de Paul. You know, Michelle, before we go today, it just occurs to me that we really haven't talked about you and much about your life before St. Vincent de Paul, and there's quite a life there. Would you consider coming back next week and talking to us about it?
Yes, if you want me to come back, I'll come back with pleasure.
We want you. We sure would like to have that. I'm sure all the listeners would enjoy that. But that's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with your host, Clark 80. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Michelle Parat. And for a rebroadcast of this edition, listen on Saturday at 6:15 p.m. See you soon. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.